Blog Talk Radio.
Something a little bit different. I know usually on Thursday we talk about kids and money, where we are taking kids and financial education to the next level so that we can make financially smart kids. But today, I thought that it was prudent for us to talk about a serious issue that children are facing all the time, and we're going to talk about bullying. Being bullied is one of the worst things that can happen to a child, and adult as well, but we're talking about children tonight. So I want you to grab a pen in hand, and we're going to be talking about this so that you can find out what the signs are of your children being bullied. The chat room is open tonight. I'm going to give the phone number, our phone number, so that you can call in and tell us about some stories that you've heard. If you're a teacher, I want to hear from you. If you are a student, if you have experienced this, or if your children have experienced this, we need to stop these kids from bullying each other. And the phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. But before we do anything else, I am going to play our disclaimer, because I definitely want to get into our subject right away when we're talking about these kids and bullying. So after these messages, I'll be right back.
It is time to do a little housekeeping and give you our disclaimer for Secure Your Life. The views and opinions expressed on the show may not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the host, the sponsors, this station, and that of Puricon Productions. The content and or information that is referenced and referred to on this program are intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. We encourage our listeners to seek direct consultation from a qualified, licensed, and certified professional. The purpose of this show is to provide an open forum where one is free to express his or her opinion. In a no-holds-barred discussion about money, personal finances, and business matters, Now, it is time for you to sit back and participate and enjoy the show. And once again, thank you for joining us for Secure Your Life.
All right, we are back. And we are talking about tonight on Secure Your Life, your kids, your money, your plans. We are talking about bullying. Enough is enough, and we really need to stop all of this foolishness in allowing kids to be bullied, because school is supposed to be a place for education and where a child can develop. But are we allowing these children to have problems and become victims of some serious bullying? So I want to talk to you all tonight, and I want you all to call in or join me in the chat room, because the chat room is open as well, because we do need to deal with this issue about bullying. The phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. And like I said, if you join me in the chat room, I will read your comment and or question on the air. So let's start it out. Being bullied is almost commonplace in every school. From every walks of life, it does not matter your creed, your religion, your race. It does not matter. But these victims have a face. Who is being bullied? Simply put, bullies want to control people. They want to quickly learn that they have quickly learned that violence and fear will allow them to get what they want. So we as adults and parents need to stop these kids from being bullied and from being bullies. A bully wants control over another person. They want to take control and have power. Bullies don't know that there is a positive way of getting attention. All they know is that they want what they want, and they will take it by force. And bullies are also very antisocial. They are rude, they are hostile, and for the purpose of this, they think it's some kind of fun and game. But there are victims behind every bully. So I'm going to open up the phone lines, and I'm going to take your comments before we go any further. The phone number again is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. I'm going to start off the call with a call from the Chicagoland area. How are you this evening?
I am fine. How are you?
I am doing great. I'm a little bit concerned about what's going on in our schools. The school year for a lot of us have just started, only a couple of weeks in. Some schools have already started back in August, and so they are a month and so in. And we're going into October, and I'm really, really concerned about this issue because, you know, victims are suffering in silence. And, you know, this is something that adults really, really need to take seriously, about the signs of a their child or even children around them being bullied. So I want to get your take on that. Have you experienced anything like that? And what were some of the signs if you did? Or were you indeed the bully?
Well, actually, when I was in school, I actually was the one to receive the bullying to the point
where... So you were the victim.
I was a victim to the point where this escalated. It was, unfortunately, a high school experience where I was just a freshman. So, you know, freshmen are always scared of everything. So you go boo and we jump because we don't know the environment. And it was a junior. And so it got escalated so much. The bullying actually escalated so much that I actually got stuffed into my locker face first.
Oh, my God. That's mortifying.
Right. So after that, thank God I'm not claustrophobic because, again, that could have been life-threatening. My parents literally took it to the principal's office, and the young lady was found. Matter of fact, it was two of them. And they were simply asked, you know, why did you and, you know, with their parents, my parents, and, you know, both, all of us were in the principal's office, so the principal simply asked, why'd you stuff this young lady in the locker? Has she, you know, done something to you? Or they said, you know, simply asked, do you even know who she is? They said, no. Well, why did you put her in the locker? Well, she always thinks she dresses nice and, you know, always, you know, acts like she knows everything. And they went, he went, that's it? Just because she said hello to you walking down the hallway? She said, that's common courtesy. And so, you know, suspension is fine, but that's still a very bad repercussion for me, because actually there are times that I developed a really bad temper in reference to that. And matter of fact, after that, my parents really put me in karate class for self-defense, because I wasn't the fighting person type. That was not my makeup. But I had to learn how to defend myself. So, yeah,
wow.
So it can be very, very devastating. So, you know, then you get an attitude of you, then you become, actually have an attitude that you're not going to let anybody hurt you anymore. And so you have to learn how to control your anger because of what they've done to you.
Well, I am just mortified at just the thought of you being stuffed in a locker. I mean, I know you see those things on television and you laugh and joke, but this is reality, people. These kids are being tormented every day by other kids and sometimes even bigger kids. And like you said, a freshman, you're in a brand new school, brand new environment, and they simply picked on you because, one, you were smaller, you didn't know anybody or didn't know anything, and because you were a freshman. I could never understand in high school the whole pitch about even hitting freshmen with pennies or calling them fresh meat. I think that is just the most ridiculous tradition, if you will, that has gone on and is still going on today. And someone needs to stop the madness, even with something as you know, as simple as that. But why is it such a big thing for another person to pick on someone that is weaker or smaller? And as we need to get into the psychology, I say the mind of the person that is the bully. Because unfortunately, bullying is actually a learned behavior. A family that uses force or aggression to settle relationship problems, and you do this in front of your kids, if you're forceful with your significant other, whether it be husband or wife or paramour, I mean, it doesn't matter. Like I said, it has no discrimination on your race, creed, religion, or whatever. If you are being bullied or you are a victim or even you are the bully, it needs to stop. It really doesn't, and you're teaching your children that it's okay. You know, when a toddler learns that a temper tantrum and yelling and screaming gets their way, they're setting up for them to later in life and later in their childhood to become bullies, because what they'll do is they'll think that that is the way to get their way. They'll be forceful, and they'll force other kids in order to get their way. So, you know, this is something that we really need to start looking at, even from our preschoolers. Because, yes, little kids can be bullies. They can push another kid, take another kid's toy, and it doesn't matter. And that behavior must stop. And then we have to think about who are the victims. These are the frail kids that are probably rejected from their peer groups or whatever, and they are the number one target for being bullied. But that's not necessarily always true. I believe that the softer side of bullying, unfortunately, comes from girls. Girls are the biggest bullies, more so than the boys. More so than the boys. And it happens very early in a little girl's life, where she will find herself a victim of being bullied by other girls. You know, and this is something that you parents out there really need to look out for, because your child, whether they be male or female, they're developing their self-esteem. And if they're, you know, if at any point in time in their childhood where they become victims and they suffer in silence, it can have tragic ramifications. Because if it is not dealt with, the victim can themselves, in defense, become a bully themselves. It has happened. In the sense of children not knowing that they can talk to someone or knowing that there is someone that they can talk to about it, they take matters into their own hands, and with the unlikelihood of a child who's usually quiet, doesn't bother anybody, these are the ones that are coming to school with weapons. And because they have had enough and they can't take it anymore, then they go and they go on a shooting spree or they're stabbing spree, and then unfortunately now there's a lot of victims. So we really need to take this very, very seriously. I'm going to open up the phone lines, and also, like I said, the chat room is definitely open. Our phone number that you can reach us right now if you would like to talk about this issue is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. And I'm going to go to the Rockford area. Hello, how are you this evening?
Oh, good evening, Diamond, and how are you?
I am doing great. Did you hear our subject for tonight?
Oh, yes.
And my question to you is, have you experienced either being a bully or being bullied as a child, or have you even witnessed kids now being bullied?
Oh, yes. I remember a situation where I was a little guy at the time, but an older kid really got hurt dramatically. So now this guy, like I said, these were older kids. This is my cousin and I, we were in the playground. It was a couple of doors down from our house. We're over there falling around in the sandbox. Okay. This boy, now there were some boys used to come in there, and they'd be running everybody out of the playground. One particular boy was really the ring leader. And they had this one particular boy they used to always be picking on. So one day what happened, like I said, we were over there, so they started chasing this boy. And this boy ran over near where we were, and he got on the other side of the sandbox. And the other boy was running right behind him. And he came up with a lead pipe.
Oh, my.
And he started whacking that guy over the head with it.
Okay, wait. The victim or
yeah.
The bully?
The victim. The bully was chasing him. And he had been pushing him around. But this, because usually he'd be over there with some other boys. This time he was by himself. And he started pushing this other boy around. And the other boy was smaller than he. And the boy started running, and he was chasing him. So he ran over by the sandbox where we were, and back in the sandbox we hadn't even noticed it. I guess he had stashed this piece of pipe there.
Wow!
And he came up with this. He came up. He went over there and snatched this pipe up, and boy, come running up behind him. And as he got up to him, he whacked him on the arm first, and then the boy bent over and he started beating him over the head.
Wow. See, and this is what I'm talking about. This is something very, very serious that needs to stop.
As last year, I had heard about cases in high schools, in one particular high school here in Rockville where they were having a lot of trouble with. A kid be walking down the hall, and other kids are passing him. All of a sudden, somebody just jumps up and just punches you in the face.
Oh, my God.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, jump up and just punch you in the face. And you see, and what you see, like you were saying about going about the parents being called in.
Yes.
Most of the time, I'd be willing to bet dollars and donuts, the most of the time, when all the parents, the parents are brought in, and the bully parents, most of the time they're a bunch of lowlifes.
Oh yeah, I mean,
and
like
they
I
look
said,
like low, and they're not. They don't come. They're very. I do not believe that you have too many instances where the parents are not just low class people. they're just nice, decent people, and they come in and they're really not aware of what their child is doing because they just really didn't give their kids so much freedom, they don't know what he's doing. Most of the time, you got a low-life kid with a bunch of low-life parents, and he's got low-life friends and low-life neighbors.
Well, see, and that's the thing. That's the thing we were talking about when I said that bullying is a learned behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happens when you have parents that are aggressive with each other. Their children do not necessarily listen to what you say, but they are definitely watching what you do.
Well, see, what I think they should do, they should have more parents. Hey, sit down and talk to your kids. Find out what's going on. And say, hey, especially with the mom. Now, here's the thing in the animal kingdom. A lot of times, you can, and among the animals, you can mess with the babies. The father won't bother you. But the mother will.
Oh, the mother will tear your head off.
Thank you. The mother will kick your rear end from here to Mars and go and get it and bring it back and kick it some more. Well,
that is
see,
so
this is the thing. What these bullies need to be doing, boys and the girls, need to be aware of the fact that, hey, the victim's mother is coming. You had best beware.
Exactly.
That's true. That's very
you
true.
Had best be, and here's
exactly
the thing. And mama needs to go to school and snatch that little sucker up in the collar and say, hey, look, I will kill you.
Well,
and they
here's
gonna
the
do squat to me. I ain't scared of going to jail. Now you try
well,
me.
Right, and here's the thing about that. Like I said, unfortunately, when just like with the young man that was a victim in your story, kids, they get to the point where they've had enough. You know, and it will either go one or two ways. Either they're going to stand up and defend themselves, and sometimes it goes too far where just like last year, I believe that was last year, in Chicago in the news, there was a young man that was a victim. And actually, it was a tragic story because he did end up eventually dying, where he was beat to death right outside of his after-school program. He's on his way into the after-school program, and these teenage boys, a lot of group of them, just beat him mercilessly. And it was just crazy. And he lost his life. So, you know, in that tragic situation, that, you know, bullying is horrible. And then on the other hand, you have it where the victims actually come and they've had enough and they bring a gun to school and they take out everybody.
Mm-hmm.
In the case of the Columbine massacre. So you really, really need to pay attention and take this seriously. It is not just kids being kids. I've heard parents say that, oh, kids being kids, they have to work out their own problems. To a certain extent, you as a parent, you as the adult, have to monitor what's going on with these kids. And the next thing that I want to talk about that is serious and it's also a form of bullying, is cyberbullying, which is a painless crime to sense that it doesn't show bruises. But these kids are on the internet, and they are being victimized by people who can't touch them, but they are mentally bullying them. They are, you know, they are saying some mean, hateful things and demeaning their self-esteem to the point where some children have committed suicide as a result of being bullied, either physically being bullied or mentally and psychologically being bullied online. The schools are seriously taking this very seriously now. The police can be called, in whether you're being cyberbullied on Facebook or being on Twitter or any means that someone is texting you threatening messages. This is something parents really need to be aware of. Pay attention to your children. If there is a sudden change in their behavior, I mean, beyond the norm, if you have a kid that usually likes going to school and all of a sudden they are ditching or they just don't want to go, you know, unexplained illnesses at the last minute, beyond the fact that there's a test on Friday, because we all know that. But, I mean, they are really acting strange to the fact that they are, like, shaking in their boots. They don't want to go to school. Find out what's really going on. If you have a student that is usually an A student, B, or even a marginal BC student, and all of a sudden the grades completely drop, changes in their personality and behavior, those are some serious signs that you really need to find out what's going on with your kid. This is serious, because if you don't, the price, I know we talk usually about finance on this show, but the price of your child's life goes beyond the even thought. You know, most parents think that they will go before their kids, and the worst thing that could ever happen is for a parent to lose their child. The worst thing that can happen to a parent is that they lose their child to a senseless death, where your children is being victimized at school, and school is supposed to be a safe place, or even online, where they're feeling victimized, and we need to pay attention to these issues. I'm going to open up the phone lines one more time, and I'm going to continue our conversation for those of you all who are in the conversation now. But if you'd like to join us, the phone number is 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. And I am taking your comments and questions on the chat room, or should I say in the chat room. And we do have something that just happened in the chat room. Someone in the chat room just commented and said that their child last year was a very bad victim of being cyberbullied, where a gang of friends, so-called friends, were saying some mean and hateful things about their child on Facebook. And they had to completely shut down the account. But it doesn't take away the scars. And that is so true. It does not remove the scars.
You know, Diamond? I'd like to say something about this thing with the cyberbullying. Okay, now, I think what's happening with the parents and the kids with the computers, they get a kid a computer. These kids are up on the technology. They already know how to operate it. And the only thing the parents can think of is, well, don't be looking at those adult sites.
Right.
That's the only thing the parents can think of. And they never get around to making the child aware of the fact that, hey, sticks and stones but break my bones, but words can never harm me. Why in the heck would you let some idiot saying that you got buck teeth and cross eyes affect you? Hell, you got buck teeth and cross eyes. Have they lied on you? What is the problem? And if they have lied, what is the problem?
Well, unfortunately, that words do actually do hurt.
And I'm
like
aware of that.
And like you were saying before, when you have low-life parents and they're teaching their children to bully, and they bully each other. The parents are bullying each other. The children are watching. And then they become bullies themselves, and they go victimize other people.
Mm-hmm.
What we say does hurt. Because even though...
Teach your kids to come up with comebacks.
Well, yeah, but here's the thing. The problem with that is they're just developing a self. So when you're in the development stage of self, that's where your esteem. And if your parents have not ingrained esteem in you, because your parents have to tell you all the wonderful things. And if your parents are telling you, you're no good, you're a knucklehead, you're never going to be anything, well, now listen, you're being bullied at home.
Mm-hmm.
So then what happens when your peers are telling you hurtful things? So if your parents, who are actually responsible for you even being on the planet, if they never say anything nice to you ever, and then you go and your peers, they never say anything nice to you, then, of course, everything they say or anyone says is going to hurt, and you're going to take it to heart because you've never been loved. And that is the problem. That's what's missing. We are not parenting our children's esteem. We're not lifting them up. And if you're not lifting them up, you have your foot on their necks. And they're little. So you're bullying your babies. I have seen parents call their little kids, you little B, I-T-C-A.
Yes.
And if you're saying that to a 2-year old,
in the middle of the street, bring your A
dragging
home.
Them, dragging your 2-year old down the street, cussing them out, is lowering their self esteem. So yes, they may have buck teeth and buck eyes, but the point is, if you never told me I was worth something, if you always said that I was worthless, then when I get around my peers, I already don't have an esteem. I don't have a self. So everything that someone says, you have not built up any resistance from that. You're a sponge. So you're taking in everything, whether it be negative or positive. And unfortunately, that's how bullies are born. If the adults are bullying you and the only way to get things done is they are forcing their way and their will, and then you learn that, okay, well, if this is what works, then I'm going to find somebody that's a little bit smaller than me, and I'm going to push my weight in on them so I can get my will from them. And that's how the behavior becomes viral.
I think so it works the same way for the victims.
Yes, and it does, and that's what I'm saying. Bullies are victims themselves. Unfortunately, they have learned to be resilient enough to kick back and to push back, but they are still victims.
Mm-hmm.
It's a vicious cycle. Unfortunately, there are some of us who may have been victimized but refuse to go that route. We're not going to bully other people. What we're going to do is get the hell away from those people who are the bullies. Kids that learn to be bullies end up being violent adults. They end up committing all kinds of heinous crimes. And if they don't go through the criminal element, then they end up being bullies in their relationships. And unfortunately, it does affect. It affects all of us. It affects us financially because we have to pay for the victims, whether they end up in the hospital, if they don't have insurance, then we have to pay. We have to pay for the psychological damage because guess what? Your kids who are being good parents have to go to school with all the kids who have horrible parents, which means you as a parent are still paying. So unfortunately, if you don't pay attention to what's going on in your child's life, you are going to pay. You're going to pay financially, you're going to pay psychologically, and you're definitely going to pay for the fact that your child is losing the quality of education. Instead of them worrying about reading, writing, and arithmetic, they're worried about whether or not they're going to have to run home from school. That's what it used to be. Now you're worried about whether or not you're going to come home from school, whether or not you're going to be shot, whether or not you have to go through 4 or 5 different gang-infested areas in order to get home or even to get to school. Some kids don't want to go to school because a gang full of people are bullying them. So this crime is even worse than we can even imagine for these children. At least back when I was in school, you may have gotten beat up, but you lived to tell about it. Nowadays, that's not even a guarantee. No one is, they're not fist fighting anymore. It's a gun fight.
They can't fight. These clumsy fools, they couldn't punch their way out of a wet paper bag with a hole in it. They'll start out, they'll end up with a conference, two boys, high school boys, they start out with a confrontation. A couple of licks pass. The first person that gets a good lick in, the person that got hit good, I'm going home and get my gun.
Exactly.
He should kill him right there. He should stuff a hole in it, make sure he don't have no hands to even hold a gun.
That is a big, huge problem. And this, like I said, we really need to deal with this issue. Parents, please look out for your children because you are ultimately responsible for them.
And the police are not doing their job on this in this manner.
No, they're not. And actually, the teachers and the principals are not doing all that they can do either. I have even talked to some teachers who have said that the principals at their school have told them, if you see kids getting into altercation, do not do anything. Call security, and we'll see what can happen with that, because teachers who were getting involved in altercations end up getting hurt, and the union is saying that they're not going to cover that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the insurance company and the liability of it is not covered. So, I mean, it's like, what kind of world do we live in?
Well, see, the thing being, there is an area, a small township outside of Rockford. I've forgotten which one it is. But last year, as far as these gangs are concerned, they did something that I have been saying should be nationwide. They outlawed gangs. Two known gang members, and the police know who's in a gang. Two known gang members cannot congregate anywhere. If the police see them, they can pick them up and take them down.
That sounds like a great solution.
They should have that nationwide, because a lot of these kids get recruited into gangs by starting out really just hanging out with some gangbangers, because they think the gangbangers are cool. But you see, if they get to the point where the police come up, the police are passing by, and they see two gangbangers and three or four other kids standing up there with them, boys and girls, and the police come up and just grab everybody, they say, okay, we're everybody going to the station. So they can't just let you go after they identify who you are. Your parents have to come and get you if you're underage.
That is correct.
Okay, now, how many times is mom and dad going to come down and be getting you out of jail? Okay, now the thing being is this. When the parents come down to get their kids, the desk sergeant can tell them, say, hey, look, your child was hanging out with some very bad people. Now, he was picked up because he was with known gang members. Now, we've got him on the list now, first time. If we catch him hanging out with these people three times, we're going to put him on the list as a gang member. Now, it's up to you to police your child.
That's right. But here's the thing, too. Unfortunately, the law also says and has put parents in a bad situation where we are unable to truly, fully parent our kids. Some kids you do, and I know we did talk about being aggressive with your kid is not good because, especially when they're younger, it's not good because it does lead to them having aggressive behavior. But when they are teenagers, after you have done a good job in their child, you know, their toddlerhood and then early childhood, once they become teenagers, sometimes you are gonna have to put your foot down and get into their face.
I think you should start putting your foot down the instant the baby does something that you don't want him to do. You don't have to break his hand. Give him a little peck on the finger, on the hand. Give him a little peck on the back of his hand and say no.
Well, yes, but this is what I'm saying.
Say no first, then give him a peck on the hand.
He has been reprimanded.
Right. He has been regimentated to the idea that when I hear that word no, I'm going to get hit.
But see, here's the thing. What they're saying, the psychologists, most of them who don't have any children, by the way, are telling you try to raise your children, are saying that this is bad to teach children that, and that you're not nurturing their curiosity, blah, blah, blah. But they're not. So the laws are being made now where children have more rights. And my thing is children in some senses have the right to be parented, and that's what needs to happen.
Mm-hmm.
They have a right to be parented, and the parents need to be able to be a parent. And reprimanding your children does not mean beating them. There is a difference.
Like I said, pecking on the hand and not breaking his hand.
Right.
I definitely had an incident real quick where both very good friends of mine had to go to court because the caller from Rockford said the parent, the child got picked up hanging out with some gangbangers, but they had done something, but he got picked up. So they called them at like 2 o'clock in the morning and said, your son is at the station. And so his mother said, not my child. My child's supposed to be in B. She said, so I don't know whose child you got, but not mine. They said, ma'am, we have your child. She said, again, I'm telling you that it's not my child. They said, go check his room. So he was naturally not in it. She said, oh. Well, she said, you know what? Let him stay there the night, and his father and I will be there in the morning. She said, because I am not waking his father up to tell him this right now. So they went first thing in the morning. She, again, woke her husband up early to, and told him what happened. Both parents went down there, went to court. The judge told her, gave them a couple of alternatives. She said, let me explain this to you. When he gets home, I'm going to beat his behind. He's going to be on punishment for 2 months. He won't even see sunlight. Well, the judge politely explained what the law was. She said, you know what? Why don't you keep him? Because if he comes back to my house, this is what's going to happen. You put him in the system and you let him do it. Because I'd rather beat him now and you don't have to be bothered with him later. She said, but I get sick of you all talking about the fact that, you know, about the justice system being clogged with these young men. But then you sitting up here telling me that I can't hit something that I birthed, but you want to jail me.
Well, see, now, and that's what I was saying. That is the biggest problem. And we do need to address this. But guess what, guys? We have run completely out of time. We have run completely out of time. I want to thank all of you all for joining me for another episode of Secure Your Life, Your Kids, Your Money, Your Plans. And definitely join us tomorrow for Friday, which is our Dollar Diva and our Bargain. Betty, and I'm pretty sure we're going to have a great show with that tomorrow. But before I go, let me make our announcement. We are having a special event November 18th through the 20th. It is our Women's Empowerment Spa Getaway Retreat Conference. And it's going to be in at the Hyatt Indian Lakes Resort in Bloomingdale, Illinois. If you would like more information about this wonderful event, you can go to www.secureyourlife.net, and you can click on the icon that says Women's Spa Retreat. And I want to thank all of you once again for joining us. I'm going to give it to you again. That is our website. Go to the website, click on the link. It is www.secure, that is S-E-C-U-R-E, the word your, Y-O-U-R, and life, we spell life on this show, L-Y-F-E.net. So go to secureyourlife.net, and you can actually register right on the site for this wonderful event that will be taking place in November, November 18th through the 20th. You are not going to want to miss that. And once again, I want to thank all of you all. Parents, please, please look out for your children. Stop this bullying. Find out what's going on with your children. And I will talk to you all tomorrow. Good night, everyone.
Wait a minute, what am I doing? I'm in love. I guess it's ghosts.